This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Well, the number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher around than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Today, I am Rocky. Joining me today on today's show is Mr. 315. We're on Periscope and Facebook Live, in case
turn
you can't see.
This mic ain't hot.
Oh, your turn mic went on?
Oh, there we go.
You got a little button right there.
Turn my mic on.
Well, there you go. Your mic's on.
Cool,
Mr. 315.
What's going on?
Give him a shout out on Facebook.
Eat my peanut M&Ms.
Which are making me sick right now. And I was getting ready to say that because it's a little bit out there. And then BBB over there on Facebook.
Chilling.
Yeah, he's
chilling. And then don't stand for no big baller brand, even though I wouldn't mind rocking some of that big baller brand. I can't pay $75 for no damn t-shirt.
Let me tell y'all, that new Kendrick is fire.
Yes,
oh, my
is.
God.
We had
here.
We was in here pumping that Kendrick.
That Kendrick is crazy.
Let's go, Kendrick. We appreciate it.
I'm good with that. We, of course, I'm over here struggling right now trying to, looking for a trash can.
Do they know what happened? Do the viewers know? The listeners know what's going on with you?
Well, in case you don't know what happened, I lost the NCAA tournament bet this year, and I had to eat 12 donuts in 10 minutes. I ate it in 10 and a half minutes.
11 and a half donuts. You ate 11 and a half donuts.
11 and a half donuts.
In 10 minutes.
And then he knocked out 50 push-ups, which now I regret I didn't make him do like 3 minutes of burpees or something.
I'm glad. No, burpees. I couldn't. No.
Because he knocked them 50 push-ups out. I'm not going to lie.
He pushed them out. They'll let me down.
On one leg. One leg, by the way.
That let me down, man. Yeah, I should have had you do
good.
Like,
you know what? Those push-ups
mega
help
burpees.
Me out.
Yeah. Helps move the stuff.
It did. It helped move the, I have a headache now because of sugar rush.
Ooh, somebody get this man a burger. Yeah. Something salty.
I need some salt, some meat, some red meat. But yes, next year when we do this, we're going to do it. That we can do it during the show. We'll figure out something we can do during the show.
The spam and Nutella sandwich challenge
will
is
you stop
on.
With the spam?
Man.
I ain't doing no spam.
Whoever has that kahunas to eat a whole spam and Nutella sandwich. Don't lose the
eat
you won't
it.
Have to eat
well,
it.
Well, no. Won't you do a whole bottle of hot sauce or something?
That's too easy. Give me a bottle of Texas peas. I'm drinking like a soda.
We'll figure out something. I'll get you the hottest of hot sauce next year.
No. I don't want to do that because then my poop is going to be messed up for 3 days. Like, I can deal with the spam and Nutella, I think.
Well, moving from that, moving away from that, let's talk about Charlotte Knights. Last week, I'm looking at the schedule. They've been out of town this past week. Of course, I was in Florida. Sunday's game was postponed because of the weather. Dude, it's been like rain for the last 5 days in Charlotte.
Kind of needed, though, but.
True.
Absolutely.
And then they play at Toledo on Tuesday. They won 2-1, and they lost Wednesday 4-1. And then they play Toledo tonight. So it's gonna be interesting to see how they do. Yoan Makata has been killing it. In case you're, he actually made SportsCenter the other night for hitting 2 or 3 home runs in a couple of days. So he's been killing it. If you have not seen the young man play. Go out and watch him. He is amazing. He's listed as a third baseman right now. The Knights are 9-10, same record as last year. So you know they're.
Does anybody
four games
care
out.
If they really care if they win or lose?
No, like, not really. Well, no, I just get. I mean, because you're not gonna see these young guys long.
You'll see them on TV, or unless you live in that city, then you might see them on your professional team. But I just. I just want to go to the ballpark for the food and the beer.
The food is amazing.
Yeah, I want to.
I mean, go out.
I really want that ballpark food. I'm really.
We'll go out there. We'll get out there one time here soon. This next week for them, they're at Columbus Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I think they were making up a doubleheader because they had their game on ESPN Radio when I was coming up here, and they were killing.
I think today it was a doubleheader.
They were killing them. They were up 6-1. They scored 5 runs in the eighth, top of the eighth inning. It's unbelievable.
And then Tuesday they start a home series. They play 6 straight games at home. They start against Norfolk, and then they got the Gwinnett Braves on Friday. So, you know, if you like the Braves, it's a good time to come out. Turn Back Tuesday is May 2nd. Let's see what the promotion's coming up. They got Education Day. It's a day game. If you at 11:05, so you probably don't want to go to that one because it's a lot of kids. Thursday is Homer the Dragon giveaway night. It is a – you get a Homer Dragon bobblehead. I'll be there. First 3,000.
Yeah, we need some more night stuff.
It's May the 4th night. That's what it is. So you come out, you dress up as.
Well, I damn sure ain't going out the next night on Cinco de Mayo. I'm just going to be drinking a ton of Coronas and trying to eat some tacos. Hello. Well,
it's also science education night and fireworks that night.
Fireworks. Ooh.
So, yeah, you come out Friday. then Saturday is pink nights. All the pink uniforms come out.
Oh. Okay,
which is a big one.
The cancer awareness.
Yep, and then Sunday, of course, if you take the kids out, you get the kids run the bases, and this Sunday is Princes and Pirates Day, so you can dress up as a princess or a pirate and come out.
What's up, Brazil in the house? I just had a Periscopian say they were from Brazil. Shout out,
sweet.
Brazil!
Oh, Brazil!
We love Brazil.
I love your women.
I want to come visit.
Nah.
No, to come visit.
Women, though.
Let's hook that up.
Definitely, absolutely. But that is your weekend nights coming ahead. Mr. 315 last week, I got the privilege why me and Big Shot weren't invited.
Wait. I apologize for that.
No, but no, he got to do play-by-play. For Josh Norman's charity basketball game, right?
Yeah, it was cool.
Talk to us about it. How was it?
It was great. Good experience. A lot of people came out to play. A lot of Panther players, former Panther players, a few celebrities, reality stars. But it's mostly NFL guys. But it was a pretty cool game, man.
Well, what were the teams? Who were the teams?
You had the Maroon against White. So you had White team with Josh Norman. Really no notables on his team, really. But on Maroon – no, actually, Thomas Davis on Josh Norman's team. Then you had Maroon team that consisted of Steve Smith, Trey Boston.
Oh, gosh.
Who knocked down like 7 threes that game. He was the player of the game. He knocked down like 7 threes.
I figured he'd be big, good at basketball. He's not good at football.
Steve Smith was on Team Maroon. Team Maroon had the squad. I guess, you know, Josh had the lesser players on his team so he can gun like he was doing. But, you know, he was cool. Yeah. Duchess from Black Ink. She was there. She was playing.
Was her boy playing?
Who that?
Gary Sanchez. Was he in the game?
Who's that?
A practice practice player. Oh, corner, you mean for the Panthers?
The guy that got caught up and then he.
Yeah, he was there with her.
Yeah, he was there with
us.
That's they boo thing.
Yeah. Thing. But like I said, it was a good experience. Shout out to my boy Herb for, you know, hooking me up with that. And next time, it's going to be soon. I'm going to bring the crew. Because, you know, the first time, you just kind of got to feel everything out and see what's going on. But I got
it's a good experience.
A very good experience.
You know, you say any other reality stars? You said
Couple of people that was from that show that I didn't recognize because I don't watch that show anymore. But it was mostly like, you know, football dudes.
Okay, cool.
Big
NFL dudes.
Big dudes.
Where was the game at?
At Providence High School.
Providence High.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Not the Grady Cole Center.
Yep, it's Providence
High
School.
Come on, man. Y'all can at least use the Grady Cole Center. The Roller Derby uses the Grady Cole Center.
Let me tell you.
I'm going to go check out some of that Roller Derby.
Let me tell you.
You should.
Fox News was there. Everybody was there. I mean, everybody was covering this.
I mean, Panthers players were there when the Panthers players were doing something.
You know, talking about Roller Derby, if you would not, we had one of the girls that go to school, she did a news package on it. If you've not seen roller derby,
those girls out there physically,
yeah,
man.
I used to watch roller derby when it was before wrestling.
Me too.
On.
Yeah.
Man, you talking about some serious.
It's sport. Better than that hounds lacrosse, let me tell you.
Absolutely. But anyway, okay. We want to see how that went.
So, yeah.
315 was kicking in a 704 with Jay Nor.
Yeah, it was cool, man. I was around some of the, you know, some of those Panthers, you know.
Awesome.
But Trey Boston, he knocked about a seven of those things, man. He was hot here. He was looking like Steph Curry out there for
a minute.
He's
on fire, folks.
Yeah, he was, man.
Is that a middle finger?
Yeah. No, it's a thumbs up.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. And somebody asked if we spoke Portuguese. We don't speak Portuguese. I'm sorry. We speak American.
I know Portuguese.
I've heard of the language. I can't speak it. I'm sorry, Bo. Anyway. Right,
but anyway, moving on. Going to NASCAR. Jimmy Johnson won at Bristol this past week.
He did on Monday. Great race. 48 had a strong car at the end. Matt Kenseth was coming on strong. If he had a few more laps, maybe he'd have caught him. But way to go, Jimmy. There's one guy for Hendrick that's still doing his thing.
Well, I mean, he is the defending champion.
He is the defending champion.
And what, seven championships? He's going for his eight?
He's looking for eight.
Where are they at this week?
Where are they at this week? Good question. I forgot. I have to look.
Our NASCAR guru here.
I've never said I was a NASCAR guru. I just said I'm a fan.
They are.
Well, you got to pull it up on the Espen site. The Monster NASCAR Energy.
Richmond.
They are in Richmond. Short tracks. They're finishing up their short tracks. They will be down in Charlotte pretty soon, you know, the All-Star Weekend and then the Coca-Cola 600. Some good races coming up, man.
That's right. Yeah, Coca-Cola 600 is right around the corner. You know, that's always a great time to go to NASCAR, to the track. Going to some college football news, former NC State player and son of Randy Moss, Thaddeus, will play at LSU. Tight end must sit out next season, then he'll play.
I mean, I can't blame him. The coach, is they still got the same coach at NC State?
It's Dave Doran, yeah.
Wasn't liking the way he was being used.
It's Dormat Doran. He's there.
Go to LSU. Go to SEC Power. Get on TV. Yep. People see you.
A lot of national exposure.
He will be a draft pick.
Just his name alone.
Name alone. Name sake alone.
I think he's going to do good at LSU.
And he's going to be good. You know what I mean? It's not like
– We'll see what Ed Orgeron has in store for him when he is able to play.
Absolutely. All right. You guys got any more local – sports you want to talk about?
No, I'm ready to get into this draft and NBA and playoffs. I'm ready to get to
The only last local thing I'm ready for is the draft.
Let's get busy with that.
All right, we'll get into that in the next segment. We'll get in the NBA, then we'll do the draft last. Let's go into dummies of the week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall BSS Carolines dummy of the week. All right, anybody got any dummies?
For me, Rock posted it. I posted it. Robin Lopez. The man gets a pass. It's like 9 minutes, 20 seconds left in the third quarter. He gets a pass in the lane. He's like 6 feet from the bucket. He puts a shot up, and this one thing, you know, you airball it or you hit it off the backboard in his heart. He throws it over the damn backboard and out of bounds.
That floater game
from
is crazy.
6 feet. In the bucket.
Yeah, yeah.
From the bucket. And this dude is 7 feet tall. Like, what in the hell? And they pay this man how much a year? Dummy. That's unacceptable, man. You can give me that check. I can go out there and throw it over the damn backboard every freaking time.
Clean over the backboard, too. That's the thing. It was clean over.
That was bad.
That was bad. Really bad.
Was that it? You got any more?
No. That was it.
You guys?
As much as I've grown to like this guy, and I think his team is going to push Cleveland to probably 7 games if they meet in the conference finals. But John Wall, the comment he made, comparing him and Bradley Beal to my guys, Isaiah and Joe Dumars.
Why not?
John, don't do that. Not yet, no.
He did what?
He compared him and Beal to Isaiah and Dumars. Please. Ain't nothing to think about. Stop it.
I mean, once they win a couple, if they win a couple chips together, then yeah.
Okay, then
no,
there we go.
You got to win chips.
Don't.
if you're saying, if he said, if he would have said, you know, it's a young Isaiah.
No.
Joe, maybe before right. he won a title, I could understand.
He wouldn't be my dummy of the week then, but.
No, I get your point.
I love the confidence of the young man.
Well, you have to stop.
Like, he on the level of Zeke. Wow.
I thought Joe Dumars is not in basketball anymore.
Joe D ain't in basketball yeah. anymore.
He should be. I think Joe D should go to the Knicks.
Joe D's chilling.
Well, yeah. he was the Pistons and yeah. they fired him.
Yeah, they fired him, yeah.
But, you know.
But, John, pump the brakes right now, John. Not yet. Get out of the series first.
Right. Make a conference final.
Make y'all a conference final.
I like the confidence. And, listen, I picked the Wizards to get to the finals. But,
me
dude,
too.
The way they – some games off, some games on.
First of all, their win last night looked bad.
Yeah.
They had a – I mean, they won. Of course, the W is the W. But even the way they won, I wouldn't have been happy with.
Like I said,
what was that Gortat did at the end? Remember, did you see the end of the game? We got the ball shot. Yep.
They had a stat last night. 50% of their offense comes from Bill and Wall.
Yeah.
You can't win
yep.
against the teams you're going to have to get by to get to the finals or even win a finals with just two-man team.
It's crazy.
Mr. Too Legit is on Facebook here. What's up, Too Legit? Finally joining us.
Too Legit.
Yeah. Too Legit.
Jeffrey, what's up, man? Listen, I hope you heard my explanation about the game I did. Next time, all y'all coming with me. But I had to feel it out first. I got invited. You know, I didn't want to, you know,
it was overstep my bounds. It was a charity basketball yeah. game. We would have paid the tickets to get in there.
No. Y'all wouldn't pay for anything.
We would have paid it. But you know what he said, Mr. Seminole guy? Your other Seminole guy left you on the bench. Just saying.
I know, right? That's my bad.
Sam Cassell and Charlie Ward stepped on the court without Bob Sore.
That's my bad, y'all.
Bob Sore. I've got a couple. Mets beer guy gets rocked in the peanuts with foul ball. I don't know if you guys seen it.
That's funny.
Yeah, he gets rocked. Foul ball.
Boom. Doink.
Oh.
And he didn't go down?
No, he didn't go down. He kept the beer.
That's even better. You kept the beer alive, too.
He kept the beer going,
He collapsed after a second, though, after he realized he got hit with a baseball.
Absolutely. We also, man, these guys, I'm telling you, they keep on. I ain't going that one. A Kansas City Warriors fan punches a woman after she allegedly spits on him. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
I posted the video. I think Rock maybe posted the video, too. He caught back from St. Louis, and he ran through Kansas City. He knocked her out. That was cold.
One thing real fast about the NFL strength of schedule, slow your brakes, everybody. Do you understand that the strength of schedule is based on how good your division is? For example, if you look at this year, Indy, Tennessee, Jacksonville are all the bottom three of the strength of schedule.
Am I? Because they all play each other because they all suck.
Yep. Look at Denver, Kansas City, L.A. Chargers, and Raiders are the top four strongest schedules. So that means the New England Patriots will not have the number one strength of schedule.
Right.
So, I mean, I heard a lot of people complaining, why aren't the Patriots number one? Look at their division. It's not as bad
but
as
that's
those.
Only six games. What about the other 10 games? Can they get a game at Seattle, at Dallas, at Green Bay?
They got
Can they get some AFC West competition?
How many years they playing at Denver? Every year they play at Denver, it seems like.
Is Denver what they were without Peyton Manning?
It doesn't matter. Still, that defense is that defense. I mean, you can't
defense
joke
ain't
about
what
defense.
It was either.
You remember they played at Kansas City last year. They got smoked. So they got tough road games. They don't make cupcakes. Listen, you ain't got no room to defend them, Mr. Cupcake Central, when you go 15-1.
We beat the teams that were on the schedule.
You did. But you know.
We came back in Seattle. We went to Dallas and smoked Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. We smoked turkey.
All right. Speaking of some more dummies besides Big Shot,
there you go. Get sensitive when I start getting on them Cowboys.
We should be getting on them. And I think that was the last one. Yeah, that was my last. Garen Conley. Let me do that one real fast.
Oh, I got one more, too.
Garen Conley. Dude, it's draft week, and now a video's come out. You raping a girl?
I posted what TMZ had, and they showed where the girl was following him out, and then He was walking with another girl, and this girl, the accuser, grabbed him by the arm and was trying to bandwagon on. So
yeah,
it's a lot of allegations out there, and I'm waiting for all the facts to come out, man. It just sucks because it's going to hurt this kid's draft stock.
Oh, tonight, right.
It's going to hurt. That's what I'm saying. It's a couple of days. Your draft time, chill out.
On a lighter note, Rondo, we can't let you get a pass on that suit, man. Short sleeve suit, and what was that, salmon? Salmon pink? Can't get a pass on that suit, homie. That's not cool.
I actually did have a couple other ones. That was a bad one. Ex-Cowboys running back. This is the Joseph Randall.
Again? Yes. What'd he do now?
He was found guilty in aggravated battery case from 2016. Dude, come on. What is you doing? Pacers were blowing a 25-point lead in the third quarter. That was horrible. Gators defensive tackle Caleb Brantley faced a misdemeanor domestic violence just days before the draft. Another guy that's going to take a downfall. Pac-Man Jones for telling police, suck my blank, during January's arrest in video. And he just recently had another video with a reporter. They told him to get locked the F out. And come on, dude.
Yo, Pac-Man, if you don't like the media, bro, you got to stop giving them.
He was doing so good
to run with.
He was doing so good for some years.
He was doing. You know, he's coming down the end of his stretch, yeah, so he can go act crazy again.
Absolutely, but yeah, come on, man. You got to stop this. But yeah, it's one thing after another with Pac-Man. Let's go into jams of the week.
Oh, gets a little sloppy pass. Carter inside.
I'm not dissing the Panthers. I'm just saying they suck.
They don't suck. We're going to keep pounding this season, baby. Panther pride, baby.
The nickname should be getting pounded now.
What? Stop that.
Shut up and jam. Do you want me to shoot it? No! Slam! Slam!
BSS Carolina's Dunks of the Week.
All right. We about to slam that last comment. Panthers don't get pounded. They do the pounding. We are the meat pounders. I don't know if that sounded right. It came out right.
Wow. Repeat that.
We are the meat pounders. I mean, like the beef. You have to pound the beef out because it's tough meat.
You mean the meat grinder?
We are the meat pounders.
Yeah, it's a grinder.
We're
going to
pound out.
Please don't say the pounders.
Ooh, okay.
That should be y'all's. Yeah, you see, he's saying keep pounding. That's right. Keep the pounders. That's
keep.
Funny.
Oh, man. The meat pounders.
Anyway, we got some jams of the week. I know because I shared one. You guys got you want to start?
First. I forgot about the jams of the week.
All right, I'll go first.
Go first.
I got the JaVale McGee. I know I dogged the guy,
McGee.
But I got to give him a dunk, one of the dunks of the week. He went crazy over, where is it? Course of the Miles, turning one we got talking about. I thought we shared that one. Anyway, it was a big old lob that JaVale
called
McGee
on
had.
Portland.
Yeah.
I posted Clint Capella and Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook, for some reason, was under the rim. I guess he's going for the rebound. What's that stat?
No, that was a bad one.
And Clint Capella, man.
Yeah.
I know Clint Capella's like 6'11", and Russell Westbrook's only 6'4", but if you're down there and you get dunked on like that, you're going to get called out, homie. Yep. Sorry.
I got one more. Miles Turner, that dunk against the Cavs.
Oh, my gosh.
Game three, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You did not see that dunk.
I mean, he caught back, it looked like, from Gary, Indiana, and threw that thing down.
It was unbelievable. He looked like Coley Kardashian going over the top.
And he needed something like that because he was getting outplayed up until that point by Tristan Thompson.
Yeah. No.
Well, Tristan has playoff experience. Has been the two straight finals. He knows what it takes.
Yeah, when you play with LeBron, you have to do something.
Well, you do have to do some things. But when you need the greatness of 2-3 to come through, that's what happens.
All right, Dellavedova.
Shoot, Matt Dellavedova got $40 million thanks to LeBron James.
That's very true. All right. Anybody got any other jams?
Those are the jams of the week, baby. Keep sticking around, enjoying the playoffs. I hope y'all are enjoying the playoffs. The Eastern Conference playoffs has been really good.
Yeah. Where the West was good. I mean, Grizzlies and Spurs.
Grizzlies and Spurs are really good. Jazz and Clippers has been good too.
You know, the Thunder and Rockets could have been better.
The fourth quarters let me down, man. I hate that the fourth quarters.
Six of 29 in two fourth quarters by y'all boy, the MVP.
Hey, he is
minus 50.
When we come back, we will get into that and the rest of the NBA playoffs. You're listening to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and on Twitter, BSS Carolinas.
Side piece.